الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله في خلق عدل ثم الصلاة على المختار في الهدى مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت في القار أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القار والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. First, by way of introduction, as per the command of our great and honorable Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi of our time, the Mujaddid of our era, the Tabrizi II, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, Hazrat said that before every bayan, make muzakara, discuss one sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And sunnahs are extremely important. We shouldn't put off anything that is just a sunnah. Sunnahs are extremely important. For example, to understand, it's not long ago, and many of us will remember that time, that when we bought rice, for example, many other things also, there were stones also in the rice, and pieces of grass also in the rice. And when we bought it, we knew properly that we will get stones also, we are going to get twigs, grass also. When we bought it, we never told the shopkeeper, take out the stones. We bought it with the stones. And we paid for the stones the price of rice. And we paid for the grass the price of rice. For one reason, it was worth the rice in the sohbat, in the company of the rice. After we bought it, we looked after that rice. We didn't just throw it outside or anywhere. We looked after it from weather conditions, somebody stealing it, animals destroying it, etc. And we looked after the stones also. And we looked after the pieces of grass also. But when the house lady said, and they should take long, and it was one mustaqil work for them to clean the rice. Now they took out the stones one side and the pieces of grass. Those pieces of stone and grass, they threw it now outside. Now the dogs urinate on people trampling, nobody worries about it now. Now nobody will pay any price for it, nobody will look after it, and you have to get rid of it. Exactly in the same way, as long as this ummah was connected with sunnahs, and we were connected with the masjid, and with Quran Sharif, with ulama, then our price, though we were like thorns at that time also, and we were like pieces of grass, but our connection with sunnahs, our connection with the masjid, etc., Allah treated us at the price of the masjid and at the price of sunnahs. And nobody separated us. We separated ourselves from deen, from sunnahs, from Quran Sharif, from masjid. And now we are like the stones lying outside. Now the eaters of swine and the drinkers of wine, they trample upon us, they do with us what they want to throughout in the world, we know what is happening. It's not anybody else's fault, it's not any else's doing, It is no enemy, it is our own. We cut our legs with our own chops. And the solution is not difficult also. We don't need a huge budget and a lot of money. We don't need huge buildings. We don't need big offices. We don't need an army. All we need is bring sunnahs back into our lives. And for that, nobody needs any big amount of money or any army or any offices. Everyone just brings sunnahs in your life, and Allah will treat us at the value of sunnahs. And sunnahs are most beloved to Allah tomorrow wa ta'ala. The very mubarak amal which came out of the body of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are so valuable, and Allah will treat us at that value. So it is very easy. So I will mention three things in that line, which also will make our greatest ibadah, namaz, extremely valuable. One is, whenever we stand up for namaz, it comes in the hadith, for all amal, and particularly for roza it comes, but for all amal, and for namaz particularly, just think in our mind, I'm making this namaz imanu wa ihtisaba. What does that mean? Two words. Imanu, with this yaqeen, with this iman, that Allah has made this namaz for us. And I'm fulfilling the duty of Allah Ta'ala. Some fuqaha have gone and said that until a person doesn't think this, his namaz is not made. And how many of us think of that? But generally, the muftis or ulama say that we make niyat, I'm making my qualifiers, fuqahs of zuhr namaz, our namaz is made. But this is a very high niyat that we bring it to the fore of our mind, that I'm fulfilling the duty of Allah. And in that way, abdiyat, humbleness will come into us, which is the object of namaz. We put our head down on the ground, but how many of us, our pride is not good? Ask the wife how we treat her, ask the workers how we treat them, pride is not going, though whole life we are making namaz. Somebody, Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali said, how do we know pride is gone out of you? If somebody points out a fault of yours, somebody tells you something which is not in your nature, your mizaj, you get frost, you get angry. And there are different levels. One is just in your heart, you got angry, you didn't say anything. Once you say something also. And one is you started fighting with the person also. So how much more pride you got, so much more you will react to that person. Haji Ibadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali asked Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali, what is your heart, your condition? He said, I got no heart. People praise me, makes no difference to me. People criticize me, makes no difference to me. He said, what a great heart. This is what a person must be. That no matter what the people, hum aise rahe, ya ke waise rahe, wahan dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. The whole world can praise us, it must make no difference. The whole world can criticize us, consider our those faults in me, correct them, but mustn't be affected by that. On Qiyamah's day, when our reward will come on the right hand or the left hand, that is what is going to come. And a person who has got that one student of Bangladesh wrote to our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali that I'm studying and now this knowledge has brought pride. I will show the submission. And at the end, Hazrat said, I'm astonished that you have got pride in you. Don't you think how is my mouth going to come? Nobody got cancer. And just that figure alone, that how mouth is going to come, I don't think I'm going to die on iman, how I'm going to die on kufr. Nobody knows. I'm going to die in the pleasure of Allah, displeasure of Allah. That is enough to take away this pride. So anyway, just this will help to make our namaz valuable, to make our life and our akhirat valuable. Just this thinking, iman, that I'm making this namaz, Allah has made it for us, for me, and that's why I'm, as a humble servant, I don't use my brains, I don't use my anything that I'm fulfilling the command of. Ihtisaba, that Allah is going to reward. Then see what how much many people ask, no concentration and devotion in namaz, etc. But if we just think that Allah is going to reward, A person who works and he knows his boss is going to pay. And the boss is such a boss, and he sees this is a good worker, he gives him like a bonus also. How well won't you work? And he knows the boss, but he sees the TV cameras also everywhere, he's checking on me. And he sees, oh, this person works properly. And he knows that boss he pays for, and he gives you bonuses also. How much better won't that person work? So unless CCTV is all the time on us. On our outside, on our inside, our minds, our heart, everything Allah is watching. So a person who thinks that I take wages from Allah, sawabs from Allah, that person's namaz will become valuable. One is you just do a job haphazardly, anyhow, and your boss also gets also upset, but well, you didn't now just take your wages, whatever it was, and one you took care in doing it. So we're there. So iman and wajh is sawab. Another great thing that will make our namaz extremely valuable is that we keep it in mind. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this advice to one sahabi, that whenever you make a idha qumta fi salatika fa salli salatan muwadda'in. Whenever you make a namaz, this is the last namaz of my life. After this I'm going to die. If any person we have to know that I've got a death, I'm going to the camps, I'm going to be executed, and if you're making your last namaz, but how much of in conviction, concentration, devotion won't you make? Devotion won't you make your namaz? So if a person makes his namaz with this, then, and don't worry. Some people have got the fear that if you think that wonderful morning will come, then you will die. You can't die before your time, and you can't die later than your time. But time is fixed, you will die on that time. But just thinking, this is the last namaz of my life. Not a few days, a few namazes, and see your namaz will go from 0 to 100. What quality will come in that namaz? So that is very, very important. And one additional thing, especially for those of us that we forget the number of rakats also we read. No concentration, no devotion in namaz. Reading before namaz, read Surah An-Nas, the last surah of the Quran, in which Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ رَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. Three great, great qualities of Allah. Allah is Rabbin Nas, the creator, nourisher, sustainer. Malikin Nas, he is the king of the people. Ilahin Nas, he is the Ma'bud, he is the only one. You're taking wasta of three great, great, great sifat of Allah Ta'ala. Min shabril waswasil khannas. Shaitan, whose terrible whisper is you taking Allah's protection. Three great qualities of Allah from one protection of Shaitan. And in the case of shaitani, shaitan is extremely weak. It's only we made ourselves weak in front of shaitan that he's taking advantage of us. Otherwise, he's extremely weak. And you're taking the help of three great sifat of Allah Ta'ala, min shabri waswasil khannas, alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurinnas, min al-jinnati wan-nas. He's whispering. So inshallah, you won't get shaitan's whisperings in namaz. So try for those who we don't have concentration in us. The third thing, that when we make salah, make niyyah of the farishtas, Imam al-Katibin, and when we make every namaz we make salah, the first niyyah that we have to make is of the farishtas. We all made our 4 sunnahs of zuhar now, 4 farz of zuhar, 2 sunnahs, some nafils of it. But think, did I make niyyah of the farishtas? We just normally make salam. If I make salam to you and I don't like look at you, I don't consider you, I'm just like that, make, you also will feel, anyone, a child will feel offended. These are Allah Ta'ala's malaika. They are the CIDs of Allah, the intelligence of Allah. If the receiver has to send his man to your business to see how you're conducting your business 1 week, we want to see. All the money that comes in, where does it go, how much you deposit, how much in cash, how much in cash. They want to watch it. You tell your wife, prepare the best samosas for 1 week. Prepare the best biryani, you must write a good report. And unless receivers are sitting here, and we don't even make a niyyah, don't notice them also. So what kind of a namaz? So make niyyah. And also, Doctors have written hakims, the best exercise for the heart, don't do it with this niyat. But it is to turn your head fully like this. And to turn it fully like this is the best exercise for the heart. And from Fajr to Isha, every second rakat, fourth rakat, third rakat, we are making salam. But making salam, many of us, in pride and haughtiness or unmindfulness, we just turn our head little like this. We don't like to do it, we just do it. But it is the mustahab which is written in Fatawa Shamiya, that you must turn your head so much that the whiteness of your cheek can be seen by the people from the bed. In other words, turn it so much that you look on the shoulder. We don't have to go little front and make salam to see who came today for prayer, who didn't come. And we don't have to move back also when we make salam. And don't move your shoulders also. Eh? Some people, when we drive also, and you're taking a turn, you also turn back. You don't have to turn, you turn the steering wheel. This side also being done. And when you're overtaking and you've got a narrow gap, and you have to push it, you also go front. Or when you're breaking, you go back and you give a start. That doesn't help anything. So namaz, azan also, you remain on your place. Your head must turn, you turn your head. And turn it fully like this. And look on the shoulder and make niyat. Make niyat of the kiram and kathiri. If you do that, two great benefits you will get. One is Ali al-Ghaib, Baba, Qiyamah's Day, Jannah, Jahannam, is not in front of our eyes. But by making niyat of the farishtas which are in Ghaib, Allah will make that mustahsan, bring it in front of us. And a person who's blessed with that, his life is corrected of him. Who thinks of his mom, who thinks of his father. If today ask us, or today one day, how much of us thought of our father? How many of us thought of Qiyamah's Day, what will happen to him? Jannah, Jahannam, the enjoyments, pleasures of Jannah Allah, and the terrible punishments, what's really, you can say, unbelievable. It is believable and we believe in it, but so terrible that we will say, you can't imagine what this, who of us thought of, and we go in that direction. Either of the two we will go to. So by making niyat of the farishtas, that life, that world will come in front. The other is by making niyat of the farishtas, there are two systems that are all the time working in the world. One is our system, cause and effect. I'm feeling hungry, I eat, my hunger goes away. I need to go to the toilet, I go to the toilet, I feel relieved, I feel nice. All everything, we work, we learn, we take medicine, we sleep, we feel this dunya's whole system which is coming. And there is another system which supersedes and overrides the system. That is the system of Allah. Sometimes you have a heart, number one, but suddenly it's just gone. The way when Allah's system took over. Sometimes you're feeling very hungry, but suddenly you didn't eat for 2-3 hours after that, and you didn't feel any kind of hunger. Allah's system is working. Your illness, you took so much medicine, you didn't have. You gave up medicine, you got better. So many people. So Allah's system, so that system will come in front of you. And that is the real system. It overrides this system. It's a small system. Very weak system of cause and effect of dunya. And it supersedes this system. So a person whose eyes is on that system, his eyes won't be on visas, on passports, on CVs or anything. You know, that system is weak. And when that system overrides, so by making niyat of the parishta, Allah give us coffee, then we will see that how our namazes will become better. In this ayat karima, Allah has mentioned three things. We will discuss those three and then bayan will be finished. One is iman, ya ayyuhallazina amanu. Second is taqwa, ittaqullah. And the third is kunu as-sadiqin, suffer in company of the true people of Allah Ta'ala. Not those who have an outward show, but who are genuinely Allah Ta'ala's people. And in the Quran Sharif, whole of Quran Sharif, three things Allah has mentioned in great abundance. Two which are in this ayat also. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu. In almost every page of the Quran we will read. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu. Second is taqwa. Over and over Allah Ta'ala has referred to taqwa. And some places in one ayat, two times, more times. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu. Taqullah. Have taqwa.
وَالْتَنْزُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَالْتَقُ اللَّهِ
Again, taqwa is so important. And how many ayats and the virtues and importance of taqwa. And the third thing which in the whole Quran Sharif Allah is mentioned in great abundance, zikrullah, the zikr of Allah. And the zikr of Allah, also three categories Quran Sharif has made. And each one of us think that in which category do we fall in. One category is, Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ There is punishment for those people whose hearts are so hard that they don't make any zikr of Allah Ta'ala, which is the kufar. May Allah save us from that point. Ask us, today did I make zikr of Allah? Yesterday did I make zikr of Allah? Do I fall in that category or am I saved from that category? If I fall, I must now do some. If my sugar level is so high, I must go on diet. I have to go on medication. Perhaps I have to go on insulin. I have to take treatment. Perhaps I have to even be hospitalized because of my sugar. So if I see I am not making zikr, it's a serious condition. And go for treatment immediately, whether you are an outpatient, whether you are an inpatient, whether you need ICU treatment, but make that treatment. That does not be similar to the kuffar who don't wait. And Allah says, wait for those people. That is punishment for those people who don't wait. Allah's zikr at all. The second classification of, as far as zikr is concerned, which the Quran Sharif has made, is that, لَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They don't make Allah zikr, but very little. These are those people, la ilaha illa wa la ilaha illa. They're not in the category of the believers, they're not in the categories of the non-believers, the munafiqin, hypocrites. Are we making little zikr? Then that the Quran classifies them as the hypocrites. Are we in that category? If we're in that category, it's very dangerous also. But the person who doesn't make Allah zikr in abundance, very little is making Allah zikr. And the third category which the Quran Sharif classifies, Ya Yuhallaleen Aamun Uthkurullaha Dhikran Sathira, who make Allah's zikr in great abundance. And not only that, after zikr, kathira, wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila, then in making tasbih also, morning and evening, which has got two meanings, literally morning and evening they read their tasbih, or it means whole day, morning, whole day and night we say. Doesn't mean only day and night, means the whole day. They are all the time in tasbih. Driving, they got their tasbih. Subhanallah, subhanallah, durood sharif, istighfar, it's all the time on their fingers, on their tasbih, they are making. So these are, and the one way to classify, to become in that group who make Allah zikr in great abundance, is subah sham ki dua, morning, evening duas. A person who, when you wake up in the morning, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. And few other du'as you need. Now, most of us, first thing, toilet. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal khaba'. As soon as you come out of the toilet, Alhamdulillah, alladhi adhaba anni al-adha wa afa. Now you make wudu. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, ala deen al-Islam. Now you wash in your death, Allahumma khfirli dhambi wa wassihli fidari wa barikli fi rizqi. Durul sharif. After wuzu, dua ashadu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahumma ja'alni min al-tawwabin. 8 doors of jannah are open for you. You have to make tahajjud, you have to make fajr sunnahs. 8 doors by the zikr. When Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Iyas rahmatullah alayhi passed away, what a great buzurg, how many people, the janazah was very, very deep. And everyone naturally wanted, Mera Kanda Mihare. I must also hold the janazah. There are some people, we go to the janazah because of the people, 40 people made janazah, Allah makes maghfirat of that person. And there are other people, we go for the janazah and our maghfirat is made. There are such people, we attend the janazah, our maghfirat is made. So, because everyone wanted his also to carry the bier of Maulana, so there was a lot of hassling and jostling, pulling the janazah this way and that way. One Allah, another great buzur, he got cursed and he told the people, please, don't let this happen because it's getting delayed. And Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come to fetch Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to make Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wait is bare. So let the janazah go straight quickly. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is waiting for Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas. The same Buzurg said, why? The work of the Nabi on its place. But because Mawlana was very particular of reading his morning even in du'as. All the du'as of the various occasions. Going out of your house, du'a. Sitting in your car, du'a. Starting your engine, du'a. All the time they are du'a. Those who do that, easily fall in the category of zikran kathir. And see in one ayat of the Quran Sharif, in Jithu Sufara, Surah Ahzab, Allah Ta'ala mentioned 10 qualities of the believers, how he loves them. Right? When the woman folk complain, that we don't refer to in the Quran Sharif. Only the men are referred. So just imagine Allah, who is completely independent, who doesn't need anyone, and not even consider the aspiration and the desire of the woman, they must also be mentioned. So Allah mentioned, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ clearly, وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ 10 qualities. But not one quality Allah mentioned kathira, but only the last one. وَالْدَافِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالْدَافِرَانَ those who make Allah's zikr in great, great abundance. So there Allah used kathira. And Mawlana Thani rahmatullahi Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful point he mentioned in this. Like if somebody visits you, and you've got a beautiful garden, natural desire to show your guests the first thing, before you give them a cup of water, a glass of water, or make them say, come see my garden. And you take them, see, look at the roses, look at the daffodils, look at the lilies, look at the green lawn, look at my fountains, look at the waterfalls I've got, everything you show them. Then at the end they ask you, or you tell them, you know why my garden is middle of winter, but my garden is still green. It is lush. You know why? Because I've got plenty of water. And the quality of my water also is very good. And my irrigation system is also very good. Automatic. It just goes on its time. All of that, my garden is kept. He said, zikr does the work of that. Zikr is the water. Your Islam and your Iman and your Rosa and your fruitfulness, all the temple, all the qualities of Deen and Iman depend on your zikr of Allah. Zikr does the work of that water. So if you've got good zikr, you've got plenty zikr, and your irrigation system on your time, you are making your zikr regularly, punctually, then see the rest of your Islam will also flourish. Your namazes will be of quality, your tilawat will be of quality, life in your tawadu, in your humility, in your ikhlas, everything. So zikr is a very, very great quality. It comes in the hadith, those who love the zikr of Allah, it's a sign they love Allah. And those who don't like the zikr of Allah, it's a sign we don't like Allah. Mm. And it's not us liking Allah, when Allah likes us, we like Allah. And if Allah, may Allah say that if He dislikes us, then we dislike Him. Mm. A sign of it is our connection with zikr. And very sadly, a person is, what do you call it? What penicillin you are? Allergic. So if you take penicillin, or you eat fish, someone got allergic to fish, or many things. If you take it, then your reaction comes. But those who are allergic to zikr, they don't make zikr themselves. Somebody else is making zikr and their stomach pains. Somebody else is making zikr, they've got a headache. Why is people wasting their time? Why are they making zikr? So how terrible isn't the allergy of zikr? You don't make yourself. Somebody else is making and the reaction is in you. So may Allah give us love of the zikr of Allah. So these three things. Anyway, the first thing, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Our Shaykh Jazakumullah Khair, in giving his beautiful example, said at the time of mort of a person, there are three registers open. One is the register of the kuffar, Allah save us from that. And we must be very careful. Today is a time of great, great fitna, not small fitna, very big fitna. Today, our children, one friend just wrote recently that Darwin's theory of evolution, what I knew, first it wasn't in the Muslims. It's taught in our Muslim schools, in all schools, in class 9, standard 7, when the child is about 15 years. But now they are teaching it in one of the 7. Just like we are taught, the first thing you teach your child, Allah, La ilaha illallah. Now they're teaching their kufr, right in one, the second to the church. And who of us worry what's happening in the world? in our school. While the children going to school, what they learn, who is what? No one is what. Kufr is being pumped into them. They have been brainwashed with kufr, but we are not. Dr. Ismail Maimon is the Khalifa of the Sheikh of Hadith. Mr. Zakaria Sarrat is in Canada now. He has written, he says, your children, keep them away from schools, how you save them from snakes and scorpions. Mm. He says, I've gone through this process, I know what terrible things have been killed. How you are, your mind is hijacked, you are kidnapped. The body remains the parents, they must feed it, they must clothe it, they must look after it. But that whole mind is a Western mind. In fact, in about the 90s, in our country, South Africa, there was a seminar on education, on Western, or what we call secular, what we call Western, general. That which direction are we going, what are we teaching, what are we doing. In that one point came that why must we teach Shakespeare in our schools? Shakespeare's English is old, Victorian English. Nobody speaks it today. You want to become a doctor, a lawyer, engineer. No books are written in old English, Victorian English. In our field of study, in the Arabic course, we have to teach the old Arabic. Because Quran is in the old Arabic. Hadith is not in modern Arabic. So you have to know that Arabic, but no other field of study in the Western world has got an old English. So why? They make no bones about it. They say very, very clearly, we are teaching it because, and also a matric you can only get if you pass English. If you fail English and you got 100% in the other subjects, you have failed. You have to pass. And English, the major mark is of literature. And in literature, the major thing that is taught is Shakespeare. Mm. So in other words, you have to study Shakespeare day in and day out. You have to know if you want to pass your English and if you want to pass your matric. So they said, what our object of giving a matric certificate to a student is that we are satisfied. He's got a modern, Western, Christian mind. That is what it means, a matric certificate. And today we say you can't get rosy without a matric certificate. And till matric, who was feeding you? You weren't eating without a matric certificate. And youngsters eat the most. And then you grow old and you can't eat anymore. Youngsters put it away. How much they put away, you can't believe it also. And who was feeding them without a matric certificate? Allah is the way. So anyway, so this is a iman. What our children are going through, it's unbelievable. And if we don't make worry of our iman, O anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, and your children, your family, we are in very danger. Not in dunya, dunya is nothing whatsoever. In akhirat, what will happen? And what's happening in the universities, what's happening in the schools, in the workplaces, the Qadianis, the Shias, the Salafis, all of them, they are working not 24 hours, 25 hours a day. And we are fast asleep. We are just content that I'm making my namazes. My children come, mashallah, they also all Muslim names and they come with me to masjid also. But what is inside? One very good friend of ours who comes to our majlis regularly, my Khalifa also. His son we met, I can't even come to Abu Dhabi, but his mind was on university. He went afterwards, found out he's giving out the Shia's videos. Mm. He has become a Shia and he's giving out, but he still makes samaz with us, he won't say anything. We don't know our children, how many are Muslims, how many are snakes and scorpions we are feeding in our house. It's a very serious. So the first register is of the kuffar, Allah save us from. Then there is a second register of the mu'mineen who are believers also. They are done, they'll go to Jannah, but they've got gunas also. They didn't make tawbah from the gunas. They are dying with gunas also. For them, if Allah wishes, Allah will forgive them. And if Allah doesn't forgive, they will have to go and burn out their gunas in the fire of Jahannam. For them, Jahannam, they go, but it is like a person, one person, groups get hold of him. They stand, they cut his stomach open, they fear, they put a stab in his heart. And one is, you go to the hospital. And you sign for the operation. Mm. And you put down 500,000 rand for the doctor to cut you off. So the mu'mineen will go to Jahannam will be like that for treatment.
for getting cleansed, all the dirt must go. But to go to Jahannam is some joke. Yeah, we can't take the flame of a messy. How are we going to take the flames of Jahannam? So those people who die with iman, they would guna also. And Allah don't make them up, that will be they will have to end torments in the qabr, torments on the day of Qiyamah. And then that finally they will come to his Jannah. And according to Hadith, they will come with a stigma that these are those Jahannam so how he came. Then Allah will give us, their faces will be black. Then Allah will make fazr and make them white, and then they will be all right. So who wants to go through that? And the third register is the register of the mu'mineen, mukhlisin, the true believers. They also make guna. We are human beings in the awwalun nas, in the first of mankind, earth, we also make. But they make tawbah also. أَدْرَعُوا مِنَ الظَّرْبِ كَمَنْ لَا دَنْبَ لَحْتَ. A person makes tawbah of his guna, it's like, no guna is committed. But think of ourselves, today, how did I make tawbah? Did I make guna? We think I didn't make guna. But my eyes were and were in good. My thoughts, what and bad thoughts about big gunas are in our heart. And I'm thinking because I have topi, kurta, nice big beard, I'm farishta. We get deceived with this. And people also say, Hazrat, mashallah. And we get deceived, I'm really a farishta, Hazrat. And today even that person called me Hazrat. And you tell your wife, you know that man you call me Maulana. But I'm not a Maulana and you are so happy that you are. But inside your heart, biggest guna. Evil thoughts about people. That's sin. And today, how many of us got bad thoughts about ulama? And today, unless this, وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنًا. We made some of you a test for the others. The istilah of the ulama is very istilah. We got nothing to do with it. We must have respect for all the ulama. But now we also start talking. This alim said, all we think about it. This alim said that. That alim said that. And we are in gunai kabira. Their istilah, if it is based on sincerity and difference of opinion and they got their proof, they're making guna also. In spite of the fact, sahaba, they also had their differences. But they were maqbool in the 100%. And we destroy ourselves in that. And how many of us, our namaz is not in order. Our tilawat of Quran Sharif is not in order. But we have to give advice to ulama. And that ulama must do this, ulama must do that. That's not how we must carry on with what we have to do. So bad thoughts in the heart, on our tongue, our this. And we call it deen discussion. We're discussing deen. And we are falling in dhima. We are falling in dogma, false accusation. Big gunas. So if we die in that condition, then and Allah doesn't make us maaf. Allah is most merciful. We hope and we make dua. But with our effort. So to die is mukhlisin. Pure. We make dua. Today, gunas we have made so much, but no dua. A person who makes no deposits in his account. And he's only writing out checks and big checks is writing out. Your bank manager is your best friend. He'll keep you, but how long is he going to keep your account going? So we are sending out gunas all the time. And we're not making deposits of tawbah, deposits of istighfar, deposits of namaz. Now namaz is last in, first out. All our conditions, we got doctor. But for gunas, all the time we're in gunas. Today you go on the road, bird box, our mind is there. The other day, driving with Afa, we were going somewhere, and this adverts, now it's voting time, on the campaigning, and a lady's picture. And she burst out laughing, this man, looking at that picture, at least he's going to now, that woman is at the same place. And so, how many of us, all these pictures we get enticed in? And in our crowd sitting here, from my experience, Allah made me mad. How many of us are involved in porn on the internet? Here we are, Farishtas, we are sitting here. But when the letters come and they admit the condition, good people going on to porn sites. And it's not my subject, but it's what it's leading to. Allah, but we can't believe. And this is, so if we die in that condition. So three registers may have just saved us from the other two, put us in just by Ameen and just by me saying it's not going to work. We have to do something. When I got sugar and I just say, I hope my sugar comes down. And somebody say like that, maybe you give your shifa amin, and you take no medicine. You don't worry of your diet, you eat what you want to, etc. One of our friends who had very high, one friend was a very elderly man, but he made a lot more effort with us, treated us like his equal. Once he was a diabetic, he was hospitalized. And they giving supervision every day, what food, everything. But his sugar levels are just going up. The whole world's diabetic theory is defined. Then we control it. Then the nurse found chocolate represents his blood. When he's got the blanket over, he's eating chocolates there. So we also, now we are everything diabetic. We are all big buzzards. But when we are on our own, the wife is sleeping, we are on the internet. And we are having chocolates of porn. And Allah made us now, today in our community, there are those people who are going on childbirth. And what terrible things are happening. But outside, sure, I'm a big farishta, I'm a big buzzard. But inside, what things are happening. So it's very important we consider that. And Iman is our greatest asset. We got no one love, all our possessions we got. Nothing. If there is a man in the world who's got the best health, nothing wrong with anything in his world. He's at the prime of his life. And he owns all the things of the world. Not in South Africa, the whole. All the buildings, airplanes, shops, everything. So rich he is. Everything. All the women are his. And he can use whichever woman, whenever he wants to. And every woman gives herself over to him, most willingly. But he's got no iman. And there's another person, whichever sickness you can think he's in. And he's poor, and he's lost his family, and he's down and out, he's got nothing. But he got one speck, one ounce of iman. He's more worthy than millions of those people. We don't realize the value of our iman. Today we find people in the whole world, and nearby countries, people from India, Pakistan, etc. What they want, they came refugee status, our papers must get. Their wives won't be there. Must get citizenship. Must get my ID. Must get my passport. People go to England, go to America, my papers, and get green card. Oh, you got Jannah's certificate. And you got your visa for your step. Oh, I got everything. How happy you are. Without any application, without any interview, Allah gave us the passport and visa for Jannah of Iman, of His pleasure. But how, when a person travels, mostly what he worries about is passport. If his money can go also, he can swap out something. But passport, and every, he just put his passport now in his pocket. Hardly 1 minute a day if it's easy there or not. Another 1 minute from outside, if it's easy, my passport. The passport you are so proud of all the time. South African passport, whichever country's passport. Passport of Jannah, if we think today, and the crooks of our passport, they aren't really. Maybe you forget it. You leave it somewhere or something. But the passport of Jannah, Allah said, Shaitan is your enemy. And he wants to rob you of your iman, that is his final. And you can't see him. The enemy you can see, you can still save yourself. You can't see him. Your nafs, your inside enemy, he also wants to rob you. The main thing he wants to rob you is of iman. Shaitan, liyakunu min ashab, he calls his people, liyakunu min ashab ista'il, that he can take them with to Jahannam. Nafs wants to rob you all the time. But who of us got that figure? And yet I'm a good Muslim, I've got no problem. You earned not today, you made a terrific business, big turnover, but you're just leaving your money around. Anyone, your workers, anyone, what will happen with you? Our iman and Shaitan waits for us outside. The minute we go outside, Shaitan is with you, Ramzan is with you also. He's chained, but his chelas are there. And then, somebody said very nice, that whether it's Ramzan or other time, never ever join the PPC. PPC is Payment Panchayat Club. Tahreer in the masjid is taking place, no time. I have to go home. These people, what they think? They think we're sick, go day in the masjid. But you go outside and you join the Payment Panchayat Club. And there's only one thing you require to join Payment Panchayat Club. Is Adabat. And you have Adabat also, you join there in that time. Half an hour goes there, criticize the Imam, how many must mistakes he made today. This one took 1 minute longer, that one took 2 minutes longer. And what they have to do, whatever you earn is gone. Shaitan has got his name. Minal jinnati one nas. Even from amongst people, Shaitan's agents are all there. And they are robbing you all the time. And we're not worried about this passport. And if we have to lose our passport, you came to the immigration officer, no passport. Imagine how that person, how he's strapped. What's his condition? Where's my passport? What happened? Your wife is what you blame her. And you didn't put it right, but you blame her. The immigration officer at the time of morning, you haven't got passport. Who are you going to blame? Here in this world, you will get sorted out. You'll have problems, difficulties, but finally you will get sorted out. Well, if at the time of morning we haven't got our passport or iman, no visa of iman in our passport, of gender, what will happen? So that is the most important thing that we, and the most valuable asset we have got is, even if we're making namaz, but without iman, we know it's useless. It's nothing, it's got no value by Allah. We are keeping rojas without iman. We are going in jamaat, we're going in the khanqah, if it's without iman, and we don't know when you lost your iman. Today is such a time, so dangerous, that we don't know where and when on the way we lost our iman. It's such a time that daily, we can twice, morning and evening, otherwise at least one time, read our kalimas again. Renew, gently do iman, refresh your iman. Before we die, we die. Make tawbah istighfar. This is very, very important. Then the second thing which Allah has written, so, to get our name to that, mu'mineen, mukhlisin, out of the kuffar, iman, check on our iman. Now, we don't have to be in the group of gunas also when we die. That I without goodness, go pure straight away to be a VIP there. The person who dies without goodness, VIP there. For that Allah says, iman you got, now taqwa. Just acquire taqwa. What is taqwa? Lot of definitions are given. But simple, our definition for us to understand that ability to stay away from guna and that ability to do good. And that taqwa, everyone has got, Allah gave it to us. Otherwise, Allah should never command us that we fulfill the commands of Allah. Stay away from guna. If we have it, it is there, it's only covered with rust, with ash. We just have to clean. We just have to kindle the fire again. Your fire is dying out, you take some air and vent it, and that it burns again, it glows again. So that taqwa Allah has given it to us, it is present. But don't be immature, which I will share with the lies. You got himmat, but you are immature. You don't want to use that himmat and that. What we say? Hazrat should give this example. To cast my eyes on other women, that I've got a himmat, I can do it. But to take my eyes away, I haven't got that courage. You are lying to yourself. If you got the courage to look and the strength to look, you got the strength not to look. That is what if you can't look, a blind person, he won't look, so he doesn't have to take his eyes. You can look, your eyes are in your control. You can, but now get the power to take it away. To use that taqwa you want. Fajr, I'm very lazy, I can't get up. I put 2 alarms. I do everything, but I just can't get up for Fajr. You can get up. You are immature. Eh? One person, there were 2 friends going, so now eating time, so the one friend told the other one, I'm going to buy the things what we're going to eat, some little meat, some groceries, flour, make the roti. You make the firewood, you make the fire. He said, I'm so tired, I got no food, I can't have it. So he said, okay, he brought everything. So he says that I'll peel the potatoes, slice the onions, etc., and make the fire. You put the stuff on. He said, I'm He said, put the plate. He said, I can't. When everything was ready, he said, food is ready. He said, now if it's shy to tell you that I can't. How much I'm refusing you. I can't keep on, I will come now. So that is our condition. We have to stay away from guna, I can't do that. Looking at other women, becoming angry on the wife, on the children, I can't. But when you have to do haram, then you've got all the things. Now your himmat is not lost. Now you can't say, I haven't got himmat. Now to look at other women, to speak with other women, to commit other guna. Now you've got the himmat. Himmat a person has got. When we were in Jamaat in Europe with Maulana Muhammad Salehji, one
Maulana Irshad of Bangladesh, Banganga, he was also with us. So he said, I can teach you to cook for 1,000 people. Suddenly 1,000 people can jama, ijtima. You can expect you prepare for 250, 500, 1,000 people can. He said, I can teach you to prepare on condition that you are not immature, kamichur. If you are prepared to work and make himmas, you will be able to prepare. While the bayan is carrying on, for 1,000 people food will be ready. And Hazrat Shaykh Abdullah, many of us were like that. Mehman came just before namaz. After namaz, the Sir Khan said, food is ready. If we got this himmat, Allah came. But we must not be immature. And for that, that is why we require, which Allah knows us better than we know ourselves, kunu masal. But those people who are, according to logic, this ayat, when Allah says, ittaqullah, quaya taqwa. Then in front of Allah should say, wakunu ma'al muttaqeen. Be what those people who have got taqwa. But Allah made hudu, he changed his line, and he said, kunu masal. Like, if you want to become an engineer, don't go to a medical college. How can you become an engineer? You want to become a doctor, don't go to buy a shoemaker and say, he's not going to make you a doctor. Go to the rest. So you want to become muttaqi, which is so important to acquire taqwa. So go by the people who got taqwa. But Allah didn't say, go by the people who got taqwa. Allah raised it one grade higher. Kunuma as-sadiqin. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Those people who are صادق في التقوى, who genuinely have got taqwa, not just a show of taqwa. Like for example, today there are so many mashayikh in the name of the soul, and mashayikh who are coming to our country, but when their murids come and greet them, they have to bow down, and they have to come and they dancing. All South African people are doing that. And if we can't understand, where's the brain? Nobody is. In South Africa, we haven't got that jahalat and that ignorance that we do. But it's happening in our country. Shia is sitting, and all lady murids are there, muridis. And they come in to kiss his hand, and he keeps his hand also in a very dangerous place. And then they are coming and kissing his hand off. So, and this is happening here in our country. So Allah says, warn us for this, that don't want those people who have got a show of the today a show of taqwa, to put the nice big amama, jukka, big tasbih also, 100 big dhanas tasbih, etc., and colorful shawls, etc., all those things. Our Shaykh Abdullah Ali said once, two people like this came from Saudi Arabia to Pakistan. And full newspaper pages, two pages ever, that we are these great buzurgs and shambayat to us and all that. So people came and asked us, so many other things Hazrat asked them, have they got their father, their chef? From whom did they become chef? When they are putting adverts in the newspaper, all voters, etc., which kind of chef are these? Who are their chefs? So they went and found out, they said, no, they got no chef. They just became chefs on their own. So Hazrat said, La taqfuzuhu baba, man la baba la. Don't make him your father who hasn't got a father. A person who hasn't got a father, how can he become your father? Who is that? Is he a jinn or is he a stone or is he a what? He's not a human being. Human being has to have besides Isa al-Islam. Otherwise everyone has to have a father. So a person who hasn't got a sheikh and who hasn't got the tarbiyat of his sheikh, and the sheikh didn't focus on him and he didn't take from his sheikh, then how can that person and his son, don't make him your sheikh? So Allah has warned us that one time, one so-called big buzur was walking with all his murids, and then suddenly the sheikh feels powerless, heavy, sharp, powerless. The whole Kaaba of them all got a jerk, stop. Like if we shout, what happens in the Kaaba? The child is gone one side, the class is gone one side. So like that you gave, then all our friends, it's so big, nobody got guts to speak also. One person was close, and said, what happened? He says, you didn't see? He says, we are blind people, not you. Are people who got eyes. You are big buzurgs. You people see everything. He says, you didn't see that dog in Haram Sharif. And I chased it out. He was such a big buzurg, not even more bigger. From here, he can see Haram Sharif. And the dog that went in Haram, he could chase it out. One after the other, all giving da'wats for him. Everyone. So one person whose wife had good akidah, she knew properly Tawheed. Tawheed properly.
So he also said, Paul Uzuk. He said, I got no problem. Such a great Uzuk, mashallah. But I hear that he's not making namaz with, in the masjid with Jamaat. Ask him about his namaz. So you met five of them. Namaz? He said, you start there. You've got no respect. Asking me about my namaz. My namaz is made in Makkah Sharif, in Medina Sharif. I don't make namaz here in Durban. I must make it. My namaz is made in Makkah Sharif. In the heavens, fourth heaven sometimes I make. Fourth heaven sometimes I make. So the wife said, all right, then tell him that if he's making namaz, he must please eat also. Eat that part food of Makkah Sharif, Haram Sharif, and the part food of the first heaven and the sixth heaven. Why is he eating our food? So again, he scolded the chip. So he said, please, now you have to make that. It's a very big bosom. She said, all right, she made. Now, normally, we put 5, 10, 15 people in. We put their plates, we send the food in platters. But she changed the whole thing. She sent for everyone, the plate ready for everyone. The rice, the mutton, chicken on top, everything, some achar, whatever, everything ready. So he got cross at me. That because of me all getting dawah, and my mouth was water again, first time has come. So he went, he told that his wife, what are you doing when you're destroying your husband? Will make one betwa, what will happen? So she went to him, she told him, tell him, today is the other guru's time. So comes day, comes the guest, you will get the best one. So he saluted. Finally, when his plate came, she changed the tartib again. She put the mutton and the chicken under, and she put all the plain rice on top. And then he was very angry that all these chelas, murids, they, because of me, they getting all mutton and chicken, and for me, plain rice. So he came again to his wife in the kitchen. What's wrong with you? Destroy me. She said, tell him, I'm bringing the mutton and the chicken. But she came with her women. And she came with her imam, the style of which she makes her masala. And she gave one shot. She said, you fraudster, you can see the pork in Haram Sharif. You can't see the mutton under the rice. You can't see the chicken under the rice. So therefore, and I said, who know masala? Who want to become better to our share? Alhamdulillah, we should say, two conditions, simple conditions. One is, he must be from Ahle Haq. Don't go and become with some Bareli, Pisa or somebody. That inshallah you don't make a mistake. Or even with a Shia. Today in our country, how many people want Shia share? Doctor or something, his name is. How many of our good people going to become bayat to him? So make sure he's Aqidah Sahih. He's on the right track, he's of Ahle Haq. The second is your desires and temperament must be the same. If he's got a different temperament, which is within Sharia and deen, but you got a different temperament also within Sharia and deen, you're not going to click. If few friends, business people go for business on a truck, but they are all good friends and they understand and their desires agree with one, it's like a holiday. But if you go for a holiday, but your desire is not agreed, that holiday becomes a whole mess. How many of us with our wives, our desires, we couldn't make it agree? And every day fights in the house. And those who their desires agree, they are left in Jannah all the time. So see that your desires agree. So this is very important. It is for us. See, we have our maktabs, primary madrasas. It is for us that aim for every person to get that knowledge of the maktab, to be able to read Quran Sharif, to know our correct aqidahs, wuzu, namaz, what makes namaz, what breaks namaz. All that is for us that aim for everyone. Then alhamdulillah today in our country, almost in the whole world, every masjid has got hips class also. Not for us to become hafiz. Yes, in the community there must be so many hafiz that you don't have a problem, Ramzan, that you have. But for everyone to become a hafiz, it's not for us. Then to become an ali, you got Darul Ulum. For everyone to become an ali, it's not for us. But we have so many ali which are sufficient to see to the needs of the community. That is for us on the whole community to see that we have so many arms. To become an arm is not for us on everyone. But we have so many that our qiraat can be corrected, our maharij tajweed. Then we need that to be in the hour of what great work. How many people's lives are changing. How deen is coming in the world, in those remote areas which we never heard the name, Jamaat has reached there. And changes are coming in the people's life. Ijtima coming here in Durban? In June. Such great work. Then there's the work of the Khanqah also to bring life in order. And Khanqah work also is for Zahin. to bring ikhlas in us. If we're doing all this work but no ikhlas, we're doing all this work, no tawazu, pride in us. A person was far from deen, how many we see? How he's dressing, how his lifestyle. But mashallah, he can use to it. He's making them. Now pride in him. I'm better than the ulama also. I'm better than this one also. He's doomed, finished. So these qualities, inside qualities, are also excellent. But please advise us, if we haven't got our iman in order, we haven't got our ikhlas in order, we haven't got tawazu, we got jealousy for people, we got hatred, we make mu'alaka, oh, so nice to meet you, ma'alana, mashallah. But in the heart, daggers with blood dropping from them. This nifaq, and it's so common. Today in our homes, phone rings at night. Oh, this is the night before. You pick up, oh, mashallah, I'm waiting for your call. How long? I was thinking of calling you all day, 2 weeks I'm trying to call you. This nifaq has become widespread also. Somebody comes to your door, then you tell him, oh, I don't know who is this guy, this guy. But when you open, oh, mashallah, wow, we were waiting for you people all the time. Come, mashallah. This nifaq. So this all has to come out of the heart. If we're going to die with this condition without sincerity, how many of us make them out because the wife pushes us? Children, it's common, parents push them. How many wives make them out? It's simply because the husband is pushing them, not with sincerity. So to bring these qualities within us, we make this effort, it's also farad, it's farz ayn. For that inshallah, on the 6th, 7th and 8th of June, there will be an Islami Jalsa in Peter Maritzburg, and really we are coming here to give da'wah for that also. So try to attend there also. Here also, it doesn't now wait, you wait on 6, 7, 8, or 2, you know who's going to live, who's going to die. MashaAllah, there are many mashayikh here in Durban, also. Make da'wah for them. And if you become bad and you worry of your Islam, doesn't mean you stop, you close your shop now. Now you're only in Sufi now. Or you divorce your wife now. Now finish, I'm just khalifa now. I'm just going there. Or you give up your tabligh work. Everything will carry on. Add this with it also. There's one little addition, put it in. You cook your whole pot of biryani, tasty, wonderful, spicy, but you forgot to put salt. Now just add the salt in there. Your tea you made. What tea you made? Safran you put in there. You put elaichi and everything. But no sugar. Nobody wants to drink the tea. Just put the sugar also in. That is all what Hanifa work is. Bring the life and reality into you. Sifat ihsan. أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى. May Allah give us tawfiq. And wallah, I say without any exaggeration, just start going in this line and you will see how Allah will open your heart. And you won't lose hope and despair about anything. And today, we were just now with Maulana Harun al-Basuma, and he's explaining in America, giving us all the Bazaar of America, how things are changing. The amount of Makati, Darul Ulums, girls, Darul Ulums, the world is changing. The time is already up. Otherwise, in the world, you can't imagine how much deen is coming about. And also, remember, when a mosquito attacks you, he makes a big noise. And before he attacks, in most cases, you get doom, and you strain your doom, and you kill the mosquito. Or in your hands, you kill him. And he comes quiet. He does his work, he goes back to his camp, and then you realize, oh, now you start scratching. You don't find no one there. So the people of Ta'afid, the propaganda in the world that is carrying on, in news, and unfortunately, we don't sit with other. We don't read our kitabs, we don't read Quran, we don't understand Quran. For us, TV is important, news is important, and all negative things. All propaganda, lies, 100% lies. And any person who has the ability to just make up, you will see that how much they are lying. For example, one dead news item. One British helicopter fell down in Afghanistan. Yeah, yesterday or today, we fell off. So what they say is technical problem. And then in the next paragraph they say, Kandahar, where the Taliban are very, active. They are very active there. And then they also say Taliban claim responsibility. So all of the time, this is how, if we just can read properly all the propaganda, you can see how, what
Propaganda is false, but this is false propaganda.
Total lies they are making. But because of that, we're feeling now, hey, things are not right. What's happening like that? The minute you make accurate your object, you won't worry about religion. And the minute you speak for the right people, let me just tell you one or two incidents, there are so many. In Chipata, in Zambia, maybe about 10 years ago now, one chief, non-Muslim, but an educated person, university, and 200 villages he was controlling. He's the chief of 200 villages. He accepted Islam. So our Asian people in Chipata town, the ulama, the people, all became wondered how this man accepted. No Jamaat went by, no Ali went, nobody, just on his own. They went and visited him, they asked him. He said two reasons, which are very, very urgent. One reason he gave, that I read a lot of books. Many people, bookworms, all the time just read it. So when I read this book, the Quran Sharif, it was different, completely from all the other. So I want to know who's the author. So I closed it and look on the cover, always you see, who is the author. No author's name. On the side is the author, no name. Open the cover, inside page got the author's name. No author's name. Then I realized this is the work of the creator of the creation. From the subject matter I made out. The second thing he said, I saw every Bible, wherever it was printed, whenever it was printed, differences in that. Quran Sharif had checked that, wherever, same, no difference. He became Muslim. He went to his 200 beliefs and he told them, I became Muslim. If you people don't become Muslim, I'm not your chief after you. All became Muslim. What Maulana Muhammad once we went to Lundas. There they told us this maybe 20 years ago, 25 years ago. There was a chief also 200 religious under him. And he had terrible stomach pain for years and years, all treatment failed. So then he saw a dream, people in kurtas. So now he wondered, what is this dream? So he remembered, this kind of people wearing this kind of clothes I saw in Chipata town. So he came there, he asked the people, you know, business people, refer them to the ulama. People said, we don't understand, but looks like it's an indication, you must accept Islam. As soon as he read Kalima, years and years of his pain went on. He convinced him so much that he went back and he made all those people also Muslims. Not long, maybe 5-6 years ago, we were in Delhi, my upper wife's cousin is an inspector in the post office. So he, mostly his work is with the Hindus, because most of the people are quite Hindu. He told us that almost all the people he relates with and associates in his inspection of the various post offices, that inside all of them have become Muslim. They know Hinduism is a false, not a true religion. But because of government pressure, social pressure, they come. From there we went to Iran. Iran, one great murder, that Iran is Shia. Arabs are Sunnis, it's a total lie. Eh? Iran, if not more than 50% of Sunnis are Muslims, they are not less than 50%. So anyway, I'm going to give the whole card to Zali, but when the first day we landed in Tehran, the capital. So one Maulana went, and there is Maulana Abdul Hamid in Zahira. I haven't seen a man who has got more fikr than what he. How wide his fikr is Allah. And he is the son-in-law of Maulana Abdul Aziz. Maulana Abdul Aziz, I met him at Alhamdulillah many years ago in the Arab of Makkah. And I told him, I heard your story from many people, I would like to hear your story from you. So he said, which story? So I said, when you met Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah. He studied in Amelia, in Delhi. And his Fridays used to go to the Dargah at Nizamuddin and he used to come in Asar Namaz in the mosque. So Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali told him one day that come here and learn this work of Tabligh from me. When you go back to your country, Iran, Zahida, then you must do that. He said, Maulana, we only get one day a week off. Friday, we wash, we bath, we wash our clothes, we clean our room, we take a little walk, etc. I don't get that. So Maulana said, no problem. When my jamaat, meri jamaat, wahan ki zameenon ko cheerti hue arne chakrin ko pahunti, meri jamaaton ki musrat karna. When my jamaat will come through all the deserts and what roads and will pass through your place,
going to Makkah to make Hajj, you must make the Nusra. That was a time when even in Delhi, the people should throw out the Jamaat from the masjid. Take their beads, throw them out, you're not allowed. Right at the beginning. And many people thought Maulana Ilyas Atta is mentally defective, talking out of the world things. So he also thought like that. And in his heart he was laughing. But how Maulana is talking? The Jamaats are not welcome in Delhi and he's talking of Iran and going for Hajj then. So anyway, he got finished. One day when he returned, he was teaching. One person came, that Maulana, there is a Jamaat from Nizamuddin in the masjid there. He got a shock. And he went there, he saw a group, what Maulana Ilyas Atta is doing there. One person was an ordinary college student in Delhi, should come on course also. So my idea, Sahabatullah, I told him, when my Jamaats come to Fiji Islands, we must make them Nusra. He college student, he never heard of Fiji. He doesn't know, is Fiji a town, is it a cup of tea, is it a drinking, or what is Fiji, he doesn't know. What point are they stopping when my Jamaats will come to Fiji? It happened, he got transferred to Fiji. Jamaats came there, then he made the Nusra. So this was the time. Anyway, so Maulana, this is his son-in-law, Maulana Abdul Hamid. So in Tehran, the capital, nobody is allowed to build. The constitution says all religions can have the places of worship, can worship freely. But actually on the ground, not one masjid is allowed in Shah. So even the Saudi embassy, they have no Jummah for Masjid Namaz. They make in the embassy Jummah Namaz also. So anyway, so he has taken about 20-25 houses in good houses. So put ulama in those houses. What on the ulama stay on top? Musalla, five times the mass. And the student, maktabs, everything carrying on. So in this one place was Maulana Ubaydullah, he was also there. Also the Iranian. So he arranged program for ulama. And in the program I saw one man nodding his hand, agreeing, he's taking this and joining the bayah. When we are having tea, I asked, who's this? He said, it's a Shia who became a Sunni. So I said, they become? He said, how many of them are? Continuously they have become, and they realize that Shiaism is nothing whatsoever. What is Shiaism? I asked them. To swear the Sahaba, na'uzu billah, and to go on the qabas. That is what their religion is. And many of them have realized it's wrong. It's more detailed. Then we came home, it was just before Bakrini. Maulana Ibrahim Budaria is my brother-in-law. We are married to two sisters. In Rudipur, the whole family gathered by his house. While we are having meals, he told in the last 6 weeks, 8 weeks, a number of Hindus passed away in Rudipur and Azad. And all of them before he died, he told their family that we have accepted Islam long ago. When we die, give us kafan like Muslims and bury us in the Muslim Pakistan. So Islam is spreading. Wallah, like wildfire in the world. One student, finally a student in Allah, I never really knew him or anything, but that is Tawfiq. I made the da'wah finally students when we were eating, so he told me, Abdul Aziz, a black person from Burundi. He told me, he saw himself. He was studying at school, matric, still at 9 he was. So there were one day he was going to school on a Thursday morning. Then Jamaat came there from Mauritius. They met him on the way. They gave him da'wah Islam. And when he heard Islam and they told about the masjid, he ran, followed them, ran away from them. Because afterwards he said, what? The priest in the church, they brainwash us that these Muslims are cannibals. They eat human beings alive. And the place they meet them is in the masjid. So it clicked, masjid and Islam. So it made people want to eat me up on that. So he pointed them very, but his hidayah was fixed from Al-Assad. After school when he was going, they met him again. They knew French also, they knew the Bible. And then today, our Haji Sahib in the Darwin, he gives da'wah to Christians, not from Quran, not from law, from the Bible. There are enough verses of the Bible that show you must make wudu, that you must make namaz how we make namaz, that we have to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he gave them, he said, if you believe in the Bible, you have to accept. Your Bible is telling you. So he gave them, they gave them the da'wah from the Bible. When he went home, his mother, very staunch Roman Catholic, she was surprised. My son, every day he comes home,
assignment, study. Today he's only sitting with the Bible. My son has become pious. Mother was very happy also. Only one, but he was checking the references to him. So he saw, yes, his references are right, all are right. Islam gave him Islam. So the next day, Friday, he was going again. So he thought, he told me about the masjid. Let me see what is in the Quran. He went in, peeped by the masjid. He saw they were having breakfast. They saw him, they called him. He had breakfast, he accepted Islam. So he said, but please, my mother mustn't know. Because if my mother comes to know, she's very staunch. It's the end of the world. But small village, children talk, the news went to his mother. Like the time when school finished, he went home. So his mother asked him, from where you coming? He said, from school. It's my time, not 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, whatever. So she said, no, you lied. He said, no, I came from school. There's my bed and I was at school. I got my school uniform. She said, you lied. Finally, he said, yes, it's true. I was in the masjid all day and I accepted. She became so angry, she chased him out of the house. He went out, he took a few steps, and she was swearing. She went to him, he went to him. Then he came in his heart, he said, for a mother to give, for a religion to give up your mother. No, that's not good. Mother is mother, let's go back to mother. So he thought he'd go back and tell his mother, okay, I'll give up my religion, I'll be a Christian, but my mother, I want your duas, your blessings, etc. His sister saw him come back, and his sister told his mother. Again she came out and she started swearing again, very abusive. So he thought, if that is the case, I'd rather go to masjid. The Imam told him, from today you my son, I will look after you. You stay here in the masjid. That Jamaat was going Congo for Chinna. They made his tashkir, he went to it. And that was the time that genocide took place. Burundi and Rwanda, the Tutsi and the Hutus and millions of hundreds of thousands of people. Unbelievable. When we went there, one person building his new house, he said, when we died here, body came out from there. Wherever they were, bodies were running. Bodies were. It was a terrible. His father and 3 brothers got killed in that also. Anyway, then he came to study in madrasa. And rich family, every Ramzan should go home also. So the 3rd Ramzan, and he said every Ramzan, 20, 40, 60 families accept Islam. The 3rd Ramzan, his mother also accepted. But she told him, my whiskey, that I can't give up. I have to have my whiskey. So he told him, okay, you realize it's haram, make Tawbah istighfar, and when Allah gives Tawbah, you have Tawfiq, you give it up. By the time he reached Azad, her phone came, I gave up my whiskey. So in the world, without, I can't come to an end with how many, but get the right sources will never be depressed. And remember, dunya is not our object. Work for that. There is no question of being depressed, of feeling down, that what's happening, nothing is happening, Islam is spreading. Everywhere, wallah, big madrasas are being built. Masjid, for what is the infrastructure? One day, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسِ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا إِنْشَاءَ I promise you, we'll see it with our eyes. And those who are old, maybe we don't see it, but our children will. But the time is not far. Islam will come widespread in the world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that Istanbul, that what is today Istanbul, Constantinople, will fall. It took 700 years, it came under Muslim rule, but today it is under Muslim. Read this history and see how you will feel happy. How the military people of the world, the greatest military people, can't understand where Father Muhammad got there, how he conquered Istanbul. It's not a problem, but it's ajeeb. And not only this one, how many such cases? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the same strange state, there won't be a house left, a dungeon or a solid house in which Islam is not entered. It must, and it will happen. Whether we see it in our lifetime or later, but if our share is in that, and our biggest share is to make our akhirah. So inshallah, come to the ijtima also, come for the Islam, jalsa also, management, all will come inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
جزاكم الله خير.